So how many times have you heard a mushroom described as meaty? I mean, I never really bought the idea that a portobello was really like a burger, but, you know, I kind of get it, right? They have a little chew, they have a little juiciness, they have umami. But our next guest wants us to think beyond the meatiness of mushrooms. Like, how about mushrooms that are naturally fruity, like apricots? Or some that taste a little bit like coconut? Or some that give off the scent of cinnamon when you sear them? Liz O'Keefe is a British chef who wrote about 40 different kinds of mushrooms and how to cook them in The Mushroom Cookbook. She talked with our contributor, David Leet, about the wide world of mushrooms.
Liz, I'm delighted that you could join us all the way across the pond over there in London. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Liz, talk a bit about the flavor profiles of the different mushrooms. I think when people talk of mushrooms, they say that wonderful earthy flavor, but
yeah,
it's more complicated than that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, some families are quite similar, but really no two mushrooms are the same. Like if you think about the Caesar mushroom, which is actually my favorite mushroom, it's like an egg-shaped, bright orange, velvety, gilled beauty of a mushroom, which is really delicate, great raw, or just lightly sautéed. And it's really sweet. It kind of, some people think it tastes a bit of apricot. So you would never put that with, say, a game like stew that you might put porcini, a more like sturdy, robust, umami tasting mushroom. So you treat them quite differently, and it really is experiencing getting out there and you know, cooking with those mushrooms, going to your farmer's market or wherever you can buy them from, and just finding out for yourself.
What are some of the other base notes or base flavors to mushrooms? I think you even talked a bit about how some of them have a bit of a citrus flavor.
Yeah, they're really, well, they're fruiting bodies and their taste is influenced by where they're growing. A lot of, some mushrooms are actually decomposers, so they live off tree bark or decomposing leaves. So it really does depend on the tree or the vegetation around, like some are oaky. Some, especially like button mushrooms, can almost taste like coconutty when they're raw. There's a lot of kind of like maybe sesame seed or almost oily essences coming through with some of them. Yeah, it really can depend, but it's from fruity to really like forest, robust flavors. It's a, you know, a bit like wine, maybe.
That's a wonderful comparison. Now, can you give us a mushroom hit list of mushrooms that would be really good for us to add to the repertoire we already are cooking with?
Yeah, well, if you're quite new to mushrooms, as in like wild mushrooms that you might find, so the seasonal ones, right now, with autumn, porcini would be the one to go with. Some people call them seps. They're really meaty. Like, I think they actually add more than meat can to like a good roast or a gravy. They're really rich. And I really do think they're the best mushroom. There's just so much flavor in them. Their texture's amazing. If you see them, then, you know, get a few and cook them straight away. Fresher, the better. Because obviously if you're buying from a market, they're probably about a day from being picked. So yeah, good to get those flavors fresh. Also, puffball is one of my favorites. A giant puffball.
Puffball.
Yeah, yeah. They're as big as your head. And you can slice them and fry them with bacon, or you can even like batter them, put tempura batter, and you serve them with like soy sauce or chili. They're very robust. They're full of vitamins and a good source of protein. So yeah, anything that looks really weird like that, I would definitely go for. And then just, you know, quickly, the lobster mushroom, I believe, grows quite regularly in the US. So
yeah,
if you
stunners.
See those about this time of year, then absolutely go for it. You treat it just like lobster in a way. It smells a bit like lobster. It looks like lobster. The colour, bright orange colour, is just immense. And it's a real treat, just kind of grilled with a bit of oil on toast, just with a little bit of seasoning, maybe a bit of lemon zest.
And I think that there's a lot of confusion when it comes to cleaning mushrooms. You hear wash, rinse, wipe, repeat. Any guidelines we can keep in mind when it comes to preparing and washing mushrooms, cleaning mushrooms?
Yeah, well, the thing is with mushrooms, again, it's kind of similar to the taste profile and how you cook them. They're all quite different. But for cleaning mushrooms, it kind of falls quite neatly into two groups. So you have your more delicate mushrooms and your sturdier mushrooms. So with the delicate ones, they're kind of thin and spindly, usually wild or cultivated, and they can take a quick rinse in a water bath, but very quickly, just to get the dirt and the grit off. I mean, with cultivated mushrooms, there's hardly any dirt anyway. And then dry them, because they're really about the looks and the texture rather than any bold flavour. So you can kind of get away with that. But with the more sturdy mushrooms, they really, like porcini, as I mentioned, like Pied Mouton, they really need to just have a wipe with a wet cloth or kitchen roll, because as soon as they go into water, they just soak it all up, and then that's all you're going to taste, the flavourless water, and they might go a bit mushy as well. So that's probably where the bad experiences come from with mushrooms, if anyone has any.
So after the cleaning of the mushrooms, it's the cooking of the mushrooms. Any tips on how to do that?
Well, it kind of quite neatly falls again into the delicate and the sturdy. So usually I would use the sturdy first because they've got the flavour, and would need a bit more cooking. And some mushrooms, they can't be eaten raw, so you have to make sure they're cooked properly. So they were going in the beginning of a dish. So say when you're going to, like, after you've sautéed onions, put in the sturdy mushrooms, say if you were making a risotto. And then when it comes to the more delicate mushrooms, they really are about that final flourish of colour and texture. So you want to keep them firm and together. So you would put them in as late as possible into the dish. So maybe, you know, that last couple of minutes where you stir in something else like the fresh herbs or a little bit more seasoning. And also, you know, research it, but I wouldn't cut out eating mushrooms raw. They can be really delicious raw.
Liz, it was great talking to you, and thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Liz O'Keefe is the co-author of The Mushroom Cookbook with Michael Hyams, and she left us with two terrific recipes, mushroom and oyster pies and kale and shiitake soup. You can find them as ever on splendidtable.org. David Leet's latest book is Notes on a Banana, a memoir of food, love, and manic depression.